I'd like to thank Shyamasundar Prabhu for inviting us to come to speak in Bombay and moreover to associate with all the devotees, especially to have the darshan and association of my very dear God brothers. It's a great fortune for us to come here. And he requested that we speak something from the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. So we thought about this verse. We want to speak about this verse, which was very popular verse. Prabhupada often quoted, 7th chapter, verse number 3. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvataha. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. So I'll read Prabhupada's purport, because there's some very interesting indications here where Prabhupada is speaking about the internal meaning of Krishna's phrase, mam veti tatvata. Mam veti tatvata. To mam veti, to know me, tatva, in truth. So we'll get to that phrase, those two sentences where Prabhupada indicates the internal feeling of Lord Krishna at this time on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Sometimes we've heard God brothers say, Srila Prabhupada's divine illumination. The English word is purport, but divine illumination is certainly appropriate to what will happen to us by hearing Srila Prabhupada's sacred words. Srila Prabhupada said, there are various grades of men, and out of many thousands, one may be sufficiently interested in transcendental realization. He may be sufficiently interested in transcendental realization to try to know what is the self, what is the body, and what is the absolute truth. Generally, mankind is simply engaged in the animal propensities, namely eating, sleeping, defending, mating. And hardly anyone is interested in transcendental knowledge. The first 6 chapters of the Gita are meant for those who are interested in transcendental knowledge, in understanding the self, the super-self, and the process of realization, like jnana-yoga, dhyana-yoga, and discrimination of the self from matter. However, Krishna can only be known by persons who are in Krishna consciousness. Other transcendentalists may achieve impersonal Brahman realization, for this is easier than understanding Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Person, but at the same time, he is beyond the knowledge of Brahman and Paramatma. The yogis and jnanis are confused in their attempts to understand Krishna. Although the greatest of the impersonalists, Sripad Sankaracharya, has admitted in his Gita commentary that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his followers do not accept Krishna as such. For it is very difficult to know Krishna, even though one has transcendental realization of impersonal Brahman. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the primeval Lord Govinda, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. It is very difficult for non-devotees to know him. Although non-devotees declare that the path of bhakti or devotional service is very easy, yet they cannot practice it. If the path of bhakti is so easy, as the non-devotee class of men proclaim, then why do they take up the difficult path? good logic. Actually, the path of bhakti is not easy, which all of you and all of us know. The so-called path of bhakti practiced by the unauthorized persons without knowledge of bhakti may be easy. But when it is practiced factually, according to the rules and regulations, the speculative scholars and philosophers fall away from the path. Srila Rupa Goswami writes in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Shruti Smriti Pranadi Pancharatra Vidimbina Aikantika Harer Bhaktir Utpatyeva Kalpate. Devotional service of the Lord that ignores the authorized Vedic literatures like the Upanishads, Puranas, Narada Pancharatra, is simply an unnecessary disturbance in society. It is not possible for the Brahman realized impersonalist or the Paramatma realized yogi to understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the key phrases which I want to address and discuss something on, taking Prabhupada's indication. Again, the impersonalists, they cannot understand Krishna as the son of Mother Yashoda or the charioteer of Arjuna. Even the great demigods are sometimes confused about Krishna. Muyanti, yat surayo, mam tu veda nakashchana. No one knows me as I am, declares Krishna in Gita. And if one knows Krishna, then sa mahatma sadurlava. Such a great soul is very rare. Therefore, unless one practices devotional service to the Lord, one cannot know Krishna as he is, tattvata, even though one is a great scholar or philosopher. Only the pure devotees can know something of the inconceivable transcendental qualities in Krishna. His being the cause of all causes, Krishna's omnipotence and his opulence, Krishna's wealth, fame, strength, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation, because Krishna is benevolently inclined to his devotees. Krishna is the last word in Brahman realization, and the devotees alone can realize Krishna as he is. Therefore, it is said, Atak Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Indraye Sevanamukehi Jivado Swayam Eva Spuratyada. Verse again, Manushanam Sahasreshu Kaschit Yatati Siddhaye Yatatam Api Siddhanam Kaschin Mam Veti Tatvata. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. So Prabhupada is explaining in the purport that the first six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita are explaining the nature of the soul and its relationship with Brahman, because it is Brahman, and what is the nature of Brahman, and what are the characteristics and nature of Paramatma. So beginning in chapter 7, because the first verse we heard, I think, yesterday, of this is the third verse, yesterday was the first verse, it says, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. So beginning in this chapter 7, Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, is going to speak about himself. He's going to describe his sweetness. So this is he's going to reveal what is the mam veti tattvata. What is the truth about me, mam? So who is standing there next to Arjuna? Who is speaking this verse? It is Krishna. In the first verse of this chapter, Krishna is explaining Maya Sakta Mana Partha. Maya Sakta. He's explaining in the first verse, he says, one who fixes his mind on me, he will become one with me, he will attain me. So Krishna mentions in the first verse of this chapter Asakti. Asakti means rati or attachment. This is a very high level of devotion. When one progresses through sadhana bhakti, Vaidhi sadhana, then Raganuga sadhana, then Bhava bhakti. At the level of Bhava bhakti, one enters the threshold of asakti. Asakti means that one's mind is completely attached to Krishna. And wherever he moves, he always sees Krishna. He's perceiving Krishna within his heart and mind. This is my, Krishna says, asakti. And we have, first we have sarusanga, and then vajanakriya, anartanivritti, and then nishta. There's anartanivritti, then nishta, then ruchi, right? And then comes this asakti, attachment for Krishna. So he's telling Arjuna about this asakti, a very high level of devotion. So this type of asakti, this can only happen when Krishna has entered deeply with one's heart, can one become attached to Krishna. And now in this verse he's saying, what form of Krishna should one become attached to? That asakti, that attachment for Krishna, what form? Well, Prabhupada's indicating it can be the form of Partha-sarathi, the chariot driver, the sarathi of Partha, of Arjuna. He's explaining in 7.3 in the purport that you can be attached to your asakti, your attachment can be for Partha-sarathi on the battlefield. Or it can be for Nanda-Nandan, Yashoda-Nandan, the son of Mother Yashoda. So this is attachment in the mood of Vatsalya-bhav, or attachment in the mood of Sakya-bhav, Sakya-rati. So Vishnu Chakravarti, when he's describing the Bhagavad Gita, because now we're entering the seventh chapter, now we're entering the realm of bhakti. Bhagavan is going to reveal himself. He's going to reveal his personal feature, the absolute, when the absolute truth is explained by the acharyas, when the absolute truth plays, that's the Bhagavan feature. He just relaxes with his intimate devotees. All the formality is abandoned. And he's relaxing, like a man at home relaxing with his family members. The formality of business and society is relinquished as he adopts his moods of bhava and his attachments for his wife and children are manifest. He relaxes in the atmosphere of love. So when Bhagavan relaxes in the atmosphere of love, that is Vrindavan Chandra, that is Gopinath, that is Madhav, Govindaji. Govindadamo dharamadaveti. So this is Krishna. So this is when he says mam veti tatvata, Krishna is telling Arjuna, you should veti, you should know mam, me. So who is that me speaking? That Krishna, that Partha-sarathi on the battlefield. And what is he thinking there? That's why Prabhupada knows the heart of Krishna. Krishna is living and resting in Krishna in Prabhupada's heart, Govinda Vishram. Govinda rests in the heart of the pure devotee. So because Krishna is in Prabhupada's heart and Prabhupada is in his heart, he knows what Krishna is thinking and feeling right then at that time on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Krishna is not so much concerned with arrows and chariots and elephants and enemies and opponents and Maharatis and Atiratis. He's not concerned at least. What is he thinking? What is he feeling? We have an expression in English, it takes one to know one. If you're a dacoit and a thief and a gunda, then you know very well how dacoits and gundas operate, how they think, how they feel, isn't it? So Prabhupada is revealing here that Krishna is telling me, mom, you should think of me, veti, you should know me. And then Prabhupada is telling the secret, how do you know him? Bhakti mam abhijananti, only by bhakti, by devotional service. So when Krishna was standing on this battlefield of Kurukshetra, when he said, know me in truth, tatvata, what is that truth? It's not true to know Krishna as Brahman. It's not true to know Krishna as Paramatma, because he already finished that truth in the first six chapters of Bhagavad Gita. Now he's telling, I want to tell you another truth about me. Mam veti tatvata. You should understand a special truth about me, how I am that Bhagavan, I am that Govinda, who likes to relax in intimacy with his loving devotees in Braj. So standing on this chariot, there's two Krishnas on this chariot. There's Dwarkesh Krishna and there's Braja Krishna. There's two Krishnas there. But for the outsider, he only sees one Krishna. He sees Dwarkesh Krishna. Krishna's come from Dwarka and he's driving the chariot as Partha-sarathi. But for the devotees, for the Gaudiya Vaishnava devotees who have access to the heart, they have direct access to the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the divine mercy of Sri Rupa Goswami and the Rupanuga Parampara. It's called Rupanuga Dara, the line of Rupanuga, the line of Rupa Goswami. This is being carried down. The line is over there. It's called a Dara. It's like you get on the Jagannath's chariot and everybody pulls, one person, another person, another person. And the rope goes all the way. The rope goes all the way to Jagannath. And everyone's holding onto the rope. That's the Dara. Dara means the line. So this is Rupa Nugadhara. So the Gaudiya Vaishnavas are revealing that, oh, you thought there was only one Krishna on the chariot, Parthasarathi, but there's two. Because when you're seeing Dwarkesh Krishna, you're seeing Parthasarathi at Kurukshetra, you're seeing Krishna who's 100 years old, or 125. I think Prabhupada said he was 125 years. But in that same place of Kurukshetra, now it's Kurukshetra, Dharmakshetra. And Dharma is going to be established because there's been Dharmasya Glani. Yada yada hi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata. Dharmasya has been broken by Dhritarashtra's blindness. He's blind, so he broke something. If you're blind, naturally you'll break so many things. When you're blind, you'll stumble into something, you'll break something, you'll break a glass. You reach for a glass on the table, you're blind, and you push it off the table. So he's Dhritarashtra, he's blind. So he's making so many mistakes. He's stumbling. So he has gotten into the situation of Kurukshetra battles. So now Krishna has to reestablish the Dharma. This is 7th chapter. I think it's also 7th chapter. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. So that's Parthasarathi. So Krishna, he has many aspects of his divine personality. And the devotees, they love him and worship him and remember him in different aspects, at different times, according to the rising and falling of their different ecstasies in relation to their loving relationship with Krishna. And Bharat Muni, he explains in Natya Shastra that there are four kinds of heroes. It's called Nayak. There's Dhiralita Nayak, Dhira Prashant Nayak, Dhirodhata Nayak, and Dhirodhata Nayak. These are four beautiful and sweet aspects of Krishna's personality. He's the greatest hero. He's the baddest. He's the baddest and the best Superman. There's no one badder or better or bigger or greater than Krishna. Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. Well, you say he's a source of everything. So when we see Krishna on the battlefield, who is this on the battlefield? This Parthasarathi. This is Dhir Prashant Krishna. This is that sober statesman. The sober statesman has come from Dwarka. He's very sober. He's not the least bit disturbed or agitated by these Maharatis and Atiratis. He's not disturbed by them. This is the quality of Dhirashant. Dhirashant means someone who's peaceful. They exhibit the qualities of peacefulness, humility. They're very judicious and righteous. Right? And moreover, they exhibit extraordinary tolerance. So when Bhagavan Sri Krishna displays this aspect of his sweet personality, his divine personality, it's called Dhira Prashant. And you see on the battlefield how cool and calm and collected he was. So peaceful and very humble. Yes, I am your chariot driver. Let me drive your chariot. Bring my chariot between the two armies. Let me see who is assembled here. Yes, Senayura Madhye. Yes, who are these Senapatis? I'll drive your chariot right to the middle. Daso smi, says Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So this is Dwarkesh Krishna, humble before his queens, judicious and fair. So this is the one Krishna that's sitting there. But there's another Krishna there, because when Krishna went to Kurukshetra, his body was on the chariot as Parthasarathi, but his heart was in Braj. The Krishna of Bhagavad Gita is the Krishna of Braj. You have to understand. This is no other. This the Krishna of Gita. Now he's in his Bhagavad Gita Leela. This is his Leela on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Your body may be somewhere, but your mind may be somewhere else. Isn't it? Often happens. You're chanting japa. Your body's there in the temple in front of Radha Gopinath and Lalita Vishaka. Or well, maybe they're coming. Anyway, they're there. We have to see them. And we're chanting japa. And then our body's there, our guru's there, our mala's there. But where's our mind? Hare Baba, I don't want to tell you where my mind is. It's miles away, it's countries away, it's light, it's universes away from the holy name and the lotus feet of Radha Gopinath. So in the same way, as we have this problem being attentive in our japa, Krishna also has a problem being attentive in his chariot driving. So when he's sitting there at Kurukshetra, what is he thinking? So Prabhupada is telling us. That's why he's mentioning in this verse about Yashoda Nandan. side by side. In one line he says Yashodananda, the next line he says Parthasarathi. So Prabhupada is telling us, what is the mind and heart, the citta vritti? What are the movements of the citta of Krishna? They're flowing and they're moving like the Ganges moves to Ganga Sagar and Bay of Bengal. Krishna's mind and heart is flowing and running and racing to the lotus feet of Radharani and Vrindavan. And when Krishna's mind is absorbed at Radharani's lotus feet, then he remembers, oh yeah, I remember 50 years ago when I was 50 years old, I came to the same place, Kurukshetra. And I came at the time of a solar eclipse. And to do jagya here and to do fasting here. But really I came to meet the Brijvasis. Nanda Baba, Yashoda. And they all came here. And Radharani and all the Sakis came. And all my friends, they came and we met here in this place. And we had so many loving exchanges. So that's the Yashoda Nanda and Krishna that Prabhupada is mentioning in this purport. At Kurukshetra, Yashoda Nanda and Krishna is suddenly there. There's Parthasarathi on one side and Yashoda Nanda on the other side. Gopinath, Damodar. And at that time, Krishna is exhibiting his special quality, his Nayak Bhav, his quality of Dear Lalita Nayak. What is Dear Lalita? Dear Lalita Krishna. So there's two Krishnas on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. One is Dear Prashant Krishna, Dear Prashant Nayak. And the other is the Dear Lalita Nayak. Krishna is Dear Lalita. What are the characteristics of a Dear Lalita Nayak? He's never in anxiety. He's free from anxiety. He's always free from anxiety. Not like us. We're always worried, this, that, the other thing. How's this going to happen? This, that. Krishna is like anxiety free. And he's very cunning. Stealing butter, stealing saris, right? He's very cunning. So this is another quality of Dear Lalita Nayak. He's very cunning. And then he's always youthful. Navayovanam cha. Navayovanam. He's always youthful, right? Nitya Navayovanam. He's always youthful. He doesn't get old, wrinkled, gray hair. He's always beautiful, attractive. Sundar Rup. Beautiful. And then the other quality is that the major quality is that he's completely controlled by his beloveds. This is the Dear Lalita Krishna of Braj. Radharani controls him just with these two arrows. One arrow this side, one arrow this side. Bana. You know Bana? She shoots this, lifts this arrow like this, and Krishna's flute is falling, his peacock feather is falling, his turban is going, his turban spinning in circles. So Radharani, just with a movement, Radha Kripa Kataksha, she can control Krishna, Bhagavan. We heard the glories of Bhagavan, Paramatma. Now we're hearing when Bhagavan wants to play with his friends, when Bhagavan wants to play and relax, that's Dear Lalita Krishna. He's very playful. Well, that's the other quality. Excuse me, the other quality of Dear Lalita, he's very expert in joking. Very expert in joking. Like he goes to the old lady Jarati. There's an old lady in the village of Braj named Jarati. He says, hey Jarati. Even the word Jara means old. He says, hey Jarati. He says, your face is very beautiful. Your face is like the face of a monkey. And your eyes are so attractive. They're glimmering and shining like the eyes of a dog. And your nose is so perfectly shaped. It's like the nose of a frog. So I think that you're so beautiful. You should become the wife of the king of the monkeys. You should marry Bali Maharaj, you know, the king of the monkeys, Bali. So then, Jarati is not one to be outdone by Krishna, even though he's trying to be very expert at joking, show his Dear Lalita personality. She says, oh yes, Shamsundar. Oh yes, I understand. You are quite right. That I am quite qualified and eligible to be the queen or the wife of the king of the monkeys. But I would like to inform you that my heart has already been stolen by a beautiful blue boy who plays the flute, namely you. So that everybody's laughing. So this is Krishna's dear Lalita nature. So Prabhupada is opening up something and showing us something about Krishna on the battlefield, because he's there at the age of 125. Now, as I said, he's a sober statesman, and he's tolerant, and he's so tolerant and so cool-headed amidst all these heroes. And Arjuna is breaking down in bereavement and fear and trepidation. And Krishna's saying, relax, do your dharma. So this is what Krishna's trying to reveal, mam veti tattvata. The tattva, the highest tattva, to know Krishna in tattva means to know him as Yashodanandan. Merely, and even to know him higher than that is to know Krishna in Braj, when he's relaxing and interacting with his beloved devotees. Some of his devotees are loving him as his servants in Dasyarati, Dasyabhav. Some of his devotees are loving him as his friends in Sakyabhav. Some of his parents, and this is in the exchange of being parents, maintaining him and nourishing him and being his guardians. And some are his lovers. The gopis are his lovers. They're satisfying his every wish and whim in the groves of Vrindavan. So all of these relationships, to know Krishna in Braj, to know Braja Krishna is to know Krishna in full. Mam Veti, he says, Mam Veti means to know me. Not just me on the chariot as Parthasarathi, but to know all the features of me. Because this is a chapter where Krishna begins describing Bhagavan, the Bhagavan feature. So it's more than Aishvaryasya Samagrasya, Viryasya whatever. This verse describing his six opulences. It's more, Krishna has his Aishvarya side and his Madhurya side. So that's what Prabhupada is bringing out in his purport. He says, do you see the Parthasarathi side of Krishna, the dear Prashant Nayak, Sri Krishna from Dwarakesh. He is that Aishvarya representative. That's the Aishvarya Mahi aspect of Krishna. But then Prabhupada says, but there's the son of Yashoda. Don't forget. That same person with the reins of the horses is also the son of Mother Yashoda, who, as I mentioned, is controlled by the gopis' love. This is the dear Lalita. He's controlled by the Brijvasi's love. They just clap their hands. Rohini Ma claps her hands. Yashoda claps her hands. Hey, Lala. Hey, Lala. If you dance, we'll give you a ladu. If you dance, we'll give you two ladus. And so what does Gopal do? Gopal doesn't say, do you know who I am? I'm Parthasarathi. I'm dear Prashant. I'm Krishna. I'm Bhagavan. You want me to... You think I'm going to just dance for a ladu? For one rupee ladu, I'm going to jump around making a fool of myself? I'm not so cheap. He doesn't say that. As soon as they say... If you dance, and they sing so many sweet Brijvasi songs, which I hope in some future lifetime I will be able to sing someday. At least I can think about how cute it is and how sweet it is. So the elderly gopis, they're in Vatsalya Bhav, mixed with Dasya Bhav. They want to serve Krishna, and they want to nourish him, protect him, and love him. He's their everything. He's the cynosure of their eyes, the everything for their hearts. So then they clap their hands, and what does he do? Gopal Nritya. Gopal Nach. He dances, and wonderfully. Not just a little, okay, choo-choo, okay, give me the ladu. Just like a mother, she wants her child to do something. Now, eat the vegetables, and you get your ice cream. Or you get your rasgulla. Let's keep it Vedic. Eat your sabji, and you get your rasgulla. He said, no, I don't want to eat my sabji. So then he eats a little bit, and says, okay, give me the rasgulla. He only eats a little bit of sabji. So when they're clapping their hands, Krishna just keeps dancing because he's in Anand. He's always dancing. This is his nature. This is his love. So how can this be Bhagavan? This bewildered Brahma to no end. And not the Shesh, Brahma, Shiva, everyone was totally bewildered. When Brahma heard the glories of this boy, this Bhagavan, the Parameshvara, the Maheshvara, the everything, the controller, the cause of all, the Sarvakarana Karanam, he's dancing in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj for a ladu. Are, what is this? This is Braja Krishna. So Braja Krishna is trying to speak through the pages of Bhagavad Gita the message of love. This is a message of love. Mam veti, know me as your most intimate. Know me as your most dear. Know me as the heart of your heart. I'm here, opening my heart for you. Now my question to you is, Arjun, and all of you conditioned souls, here and there, when will you open your heart to me? Mam veti tatvata. Knowing Krishna, that's what Prabhupada is saying. If you want to enter the heart of Krishna, you can only do that by practicing devotional service. And this is the conclusion the Prabhupada mentions in his purport. Only by practicing bhakti. What type of bhakti? Understand what bhakti is coming down throughout parampara, that special bhakti, that braja bhakti. That loving Krishna and all these features. He's so dynamic and so romantic and so sweet and beautiful. He's the perfection of whatever anyone could want. So in this verse, Krishna is opening up. He says, know me in truth. Thousands and thousands of manushanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye. So many people want to follow the path of siddhi yoga. You can go to Haridwar and Rishikesh. There's so many yoga ashrams teaching siddhi yoga. You'll become perfect by breathing, by levitation, attain siddhi. But Krishna, what is he telling here? Already in the previous verse, in verse 1, he talked about asakti. Asakti is one of the steps to siddhi. What type of siddhi is Krishna talking about here? Not this ashtanga yoga siddhi. Of this yama, niyama, asan, pran, dhyan, samadhi. He's not talking about this siddhi. He's talking about prem siddhi. Because the ultimate message of the Bhagavad Gita, the message as it is the prem dharma, the braja prem, which Krishna says, sarva dharman prityaja mam ekam sharanam braja. Braj. That's what Krishna is leading to. In the seventh chapter, he's giving the indication, okay, become attached to me. Asakti. Maya sakta. Maya sakta manaparta. Let your mind become attached to me, then everything else will go. Everything else will come along. Body, words, Ridvag vapabir, vidadan namaste, jivetiyo mukti sadeya padayavak. Brahma's telling in Brahma Vandanam that this one should become attached to Krishna. Ridvag vapabir, vidadan namaste. One should, with the heart. So that's what Krishna is saying. In the previous verse, maya sakta, mana partha, your mana, your heart should become attached to me. So that's a sakti. That's a very high level of devotion, very high level of bhakti. And then, when you come to that level of sakti, then you come to the level. Then, by the time you get to the 18th chapter, if in the 7th chapter he's talking about a sakti, attachment to Krishna with the mind, by the time Krishna gets to the 18th chapter, which for him is only a half an hour, for us it may take a whole lifetime to get to the 18th chapter. But within a half hour, Krishna is starting talking about a sakti, which is a step of bhakti. Ado shraddha tata sarva sangha bhajana kriya narta nivrti tato nishta ruchi asakti bhava and prem. So he's telling Arjuna, yes, become attached to me. Become attached to me as Yashoda Nandan, as Partha Sarathi, my Bhagavad Gita lila, my Braj lila, my Kurukshetra lila. And then come and develop more attachment. Then not only your... Now he's telling Maya Sakta, your mind should be attached. And later on he's telling Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru. Now he's saying, now that your mind's attached, your body should be also attached. So you're doing Yaji and Namaskuru. You're doing Puja, Archan. This is Yaji. And Namaskuru, you're doing Satsang Dandabats. You're offering Dandabats to me. So now first and seventh chapter, mind. And by the time you get to the ninth chapter, and then finally again, 18th chapter, Krishna repeats his verse. Now, Arjuna, now you understood everything. Now your mind has been attached to me for so many chapters. Now your body, manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji manamaskuru. Mami vaishisi satyam te pratijane priyosim. You're my priya. You're my priya sakha now. Your love is pure. You purified your love from all the contamination of fear and doubt and illusion and attachment. Fear, doubt, illusion and attachment have been removed by hearing the sacred conversation of transcendental knowledge. Now you are ready. Now you are ready for sarva dharman prityaja. You're ready to surrender everything. And now I will take you to Braj. Sarvadharman Pritya Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. The word braj means to go. Externally it means to go. But the Gaudiya Vaishnava means, they ask the question. Krishna's saying go. He's saying go where? Just like sometimes you tell people to go different places, right? You meet somebody that gives you a hard time, so you say, my dear sir, you please go to... Right? So Krishna is also telling, give up all these dharmas and attach, the Sri Dharma, Loka Dharma, Patni Dharma, all these dharmas, Laja Dharma, Kshatriya Dharma, Varna Dharma, Ashram Dharma. Give all these dharmas up and come to me. But he's already done that, because you can't give all these things up unless you've gone to Krishna. Maya Sakta Manaparta, Manmanabhava Madbhakto. He has done all that. Now he is ready. So Krishna is saying, yes, you've done it all. Now take my hand. You're my Priya Sakha. And come to Braj. Come to Vrindavan with me. And see my Vrindavan. Relish my Vrindavan. Roll in the dust of my Vrindavan. Bathe in my Yamuna. See my Govardhan. And so in the Padma Puran, when at that time, during those days at Kurukshetra, Arjuna asked Krishna, because Krishna was so much going between his dear Prashant Nayak Bhav, dear Prashant Bhav, and this dear Lalita Bhav, that Arjuna could understand that Krishna's heart was so much absorbed in Braj that he was not standing next to Parthasarathi, he was standing next to Braja Krishna. So then Arjuna is told, this chapter is in Padma Puran, Arjuna asks Krishna, my dear Krishna, you're telling me so many things here, so many instructions you're giving me, so much upadesh, so much sandesh, valuable, crucial, important teachings to illuminate my heart and clear out the doubts and remove the darkness. And I can understand that so many verses you're speaking, that you're speaking this verse to me, but you're thinking of the gopis of Vrindavan. One who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, he is never lost to me and I am never lost to him. You spoke that verse to me in the sixth chapter. Right? Yamam Pashati Sarvatra, Sarvam Chamayi Pashati. This verse, sixth chapter of Gita, verse 30. You spoke that verse to me, but when you spoke that verse, your lips were trembling. Your hair was standing on end. And it wasn't because of fear of Bhishma or Dronacharya. It's because your heart was melting in remembrance of Radharani and the gopis. On that beautiful starlit night, when the moon was shining on the banks of the Yamuna, and they were searching for you, because you left them to test their love and to purify the gold of their love by burning it in the crucible of your heart. They were searching for you. And you were thinking of that, and you spoke this verse, Yomam Pashati Sarvatra. And throughout the Gita, you're speaking so many verses which remind me of the Vrindavan, which I heard so much about, but I never seen. I never had the adhikar before, because I never surrendered unequivocally. Now I have surrendered to your lotus feet on this chariot, and you've given me the adhikar and the qualification. So I'm inquiring, oh my dear Krishna, you've intimated to me that there is a place called Braj, Sarvadharman Pritya, Mamekam Sharanam Braja. And you've alluded to the love and the prema of the gopis of Braj. And my mind is attracted. My heart is attracted. Please, my dear Krishna, I beg you, will you show me that Braj? Will you make me a gopi? And let me just hear your ankle bells when you're dancing with Radharani. Something, just let me somehow just partake in a glimpse of that divine experience. So then Krishna, he looks in the eyes of Arjuna, into his eyes. He said, you are my beloved friend. Your heart and my heart are one. Surely, I will show you my braj there. And Arjuna Sakha, Arjuna the warrior, the Atirati, who can break elephants in half, and fight with 10,000 men with one hand. So virtuous, heroic, strong, and powerful. He became a tender, sweet gopi. A Sakhi of Braj. Krishna Sakhi. Sakhi of gopi, of Braja gopi. And his name became Arjuna. Arjuna. Sakhi. And then Krishna showed him the banks, Yamuna Pulin and Dira Shamir and Vamshivat. And the waves of the Yamuna and the lotus flowers and the swans and the peacocks and the parrots and the quail and cuckoo. And the Kadamba tree with beautiful flowers and the full moon. And the rasa dance began. Dancing. And Arjuna Sakhi was dancing in the rasa dance. And he experienced the ascetic rapture of Krishna's divine embrace. And the whole gamut of the bhavas and feelings and exchanges of braj were manifested and revealed within the pure heart and consciousness of Arjuna Sakhi. And then, by Krishna's will, it all disappeared. And Arjuna was again standing on the chariot, Gandiva in his hand, ready to cut off the heads of the enemy. Now he was Arjuna, hero amongst men, tiger among men, Mahabahu. So this is what Krishna is telling. If we follow in the footsteps of this Priya, Sakha, Arjuna, then we will enter Braj. So Arjuna is teaching us how to surrender. How to surrender everything. Sarvadharman Prityaja. So on this day of hearing from the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, we pray to Arjuna, and we pray to Krishna, and we pray to Vyas and Sanjay, and most of all, and most importantly, we pray to Srila Prabhupada, that he will come and take us by the hand, that we will become his Priya. We will become dear to our Guru. And the representatives of Prabhupada, his beloved sons, who are carrying the torch of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, of Prem Dharma, that Lord Krishna is speaking here, of Prem Dharma. Braja, what Prem? Vaikuntha Prem? This Dirshant, Dwarka Prem? No, only Braja Prem. This is Bhagavad Gita, Braja Prem. We want that. We're hankering for that. We're praying for that. We are simply trying to position ourselves in such a way that we will qualify for the divine blessings, divine dispensation. That somehow or other, although we're the most wretched and most fallen, that our gurus will take us by the hand and lead us to that wonderful land of enchantment, Sri Vrindavan Dham. I was thinking that our Shyama Sundar Prabhu, he said, you should have someone, one of your students, should give some introduction about your bio data. And I said, are you kidding? Are you joking, Shyama Sundar? I said, I have no bio data. And then and then immediately it came out of my mouth without any rehearsing, without any thinking. I said, Shyama Sundar, now I'm going to give my bio data. I said, Shyama Sundar, I was born a dog. I grew up to become a pig. Srila Prabhupada turned me into a human being. And now I'm trying to qualify myself and make myself eligible so he will take me by the hand and take me to Sri Vrindavan Dham for his eternal service. Srila Prabhupada ki! So on that auspicious note of remembering the sweet and divine lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, we'll close our presentation. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki!